Every day, a crueler hour. The fencing of hearts barely beating. The palpitation of leaves in our dry gardens. The heat in Gaza, in Jericho, keeping dreams we never had the time to remember. An old woman trying to revive any fantasy she can. Another thinking of her husband, lost nowhere she can imagine. Men over barbed wires who stop answering when we scream their name, too busy trying to cross the checkpoints, the soldiers, the day, the night, while others drink tea, talk about curfews, women, the children they buried, while a mother asks what she will tell the child inside of her, that she wishes it did not come. We witness October in flames, and every other month following is the same. The streets we walk through, a reminder of who we are and what they will never make of us. Human portraits in corners we forget to look at or forget to reach. Pictures stuck on walls as if they belong nowhere. A groom and a bride forced to wed anywhere but where they should. And yet we keep asking, what victory blows candles out? What sea speaks of another sea? Even if they raise the wall higher than we can reach, we only know one home, even if we take different routes each time. The trees guide us, the wind guides us, the sun and the moon guide us, and when we arrive, we find the books we cannot stop reading, the embroideries the refugees made, the kitchen where our lives were lived, a marriage proposal, a death, a birth. And every day, as we brew our coffee, we greet each other properly and chase the wall from our breath.